So when I bought my guitar, I worked for it, bought it with my own money, a little girl. Wasn't 12 years old. But my mother didn't know what I was doing. I went out one day and went from door to door to ask if anybody wanted somebody to work for them. I asked one lady to let me work for her. That's the way I ask her. She says to me, "What can a little girl like you do?" Oh, I had a lot of stuff. I said, "Miss, I can wash dishes, I can sweep the kitchen, help you with the children, I can help you with the vegetables." And I think before I got through telling all the things I could do, she told me, "All right." So I started to work for this lady. She paid me 75 cents a month. After a while, she told me she's going to give me more money. She gave me more money, which was 25 cents, and I worked for a dollar a month. I worked to give Mama my money and asked if I could buy a guitar. She said yes. My mother carried me to the store to buy this guitar, and the man had my mother to come back the next night. He said, "Because the guitar for you that I have that I think would suit your little girl, my wife keeps it up to the house. It's a demonstrator. You demonstrate on it." He says, "Now bring it tomorrow night." When I walked in the store, the guitar was on the counter. Well, I just noticed mine. I thought so anyway. I wanted to go up and pick it up, but I didn't do that. So my mother says to him, she says, "How much is your guitar? Might be more money than I can pay." He says, "I tell you what I'll do. Your little girl want a guitar so bad, you can have for $3.75. And that guitar had to be named Stella. Stella guitar, that's the name of it. Somebody got a Stella in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to. But I haven't got that Stella. I have a Stella that was given to me for a present because I talk so much about my Stella. So they give me another Stella. And I have that one now. But after Mama bought my guitar, Mama didn't get much more rest. I was playing it all hours of day and night. Mama raised up and she said to me, "Put that thing down and go to bed." I said, "Mama, let me finish this little tune." Well, Mama would go back to sleep, and I'd play 15 to 30 minutes longer, see? I worried everybody to death in the house trying to learn how to play. I used to ask my brother, excuse me, he played a guitar. I'd ask him to show me chords or how to start playing. And the only word I could get from him was, "Turn your guitar around or change strings. I can't show you." I changed the strings and I couldn't play it. So I got tired of asking him. Every time I'd ask him, "Why don't you change the strings? I can't show you nothing. Turn it around, play it the right way," he'd say. But I couldn't play it. And I taught myself my style of playing, which they call it cotton picking style. But I struggled to learn. I was a long time learning, but when you get one little tune, just play one little tune and get it right, then you're all right. Then you can play other tunes. So when I got that little tune, that place I played a while ago, that was one of the first little tunes I learned. Then Freight Train. Then from then on, I just kept going.